Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, Buckeyes. It is Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Lots going on today, as you can see. Garrick Hodges here, Mark Porter's here, DJ Porter's here, Donnie Furke is here. We got a whole show going. As you can see, it's a special day. First of all, if you're up watching right now, you're a true Bucknutter. You're a true Morning Fiver. We are going early today because it is a special occasion. It is camp day at Ohio State. That means lots of prospects to see, including the two in Mark's car with him right now, which is cool. So they will be going to the camp today. Lots of guys coming from all over as another camp gets going. Garrick, before we let Mark wax poetic here, what are you expecting to see today, and why was it your request that the Bucknutters got up an hour and a half early?
Yeah, I just thought we would start the show a little bit earlier because I always tend to get there about an hour and a half before the official camp gets underway, primarily because a lot of position groups kind of start workouts early. There's a pre-workout before the workout, if you will. And honestly, camp season is one of the more fun times in recruiting for the next 2 weeks. There's camps the next 3 days, 2 1-day camps and 1 7-on-7 camp that Ohio State's hosting tomorrow. So you're going to get recruits from all over the country, whether they be Kentucky, whether they be Florida, whether they be California, whether they be from Cantfield. They're coming to Ohio State, and honestly, the majority of them are competing for an offer. They are there to showcase their talent in front of Ohio State coaches. They're hoping to land that dream offer from Ohio State. There are a couple cases, such as the names that we'll get into here, like a Kellen Hall, a top 25 defensive lineman prospect from Kentucky, borderline five-star, might be a five-star pretty soon. He already has an Ohio State offer. He's coming to get some work in with Larry Johnson because it's really the only time that prospects can actually legally work out with Ohio State assistant coaches before they actually sign up to play for them, right? So I always think that this is one of the more refreshing times of the recruiting period because, frankly, it's just about ball. It's not about any of the other stuff in the modern recruiting. It's, is this guy a dude? Can he play? Okay, yes, he can. All right, let's go from there, right? And honestly, sometimes the camp magic doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes you just get on their radar with a showing like today, and then the offer comes months or even years later, depending on what your class is. So Ohio State really takes these camps really seriously. Prospects will come in, and if they show a willingness to work out and compete, that makes them a lot more likely in Ohio State's eyes to have the opportunity to earn an offer one day. And I'm sure Mark's car is filled with hopefuls that are hoping to show what they can do in front of Ohio State's coaching staff, and there they are right there. I'm sure they will be one of the more deadly quarterback wide receiver combos that we'll see at camp today. So I'm excited to get going. It's a very quick-paced event that we're going to have a live blog running on Bucknuts. So if you want to follow along there from each day, be sure to do that. I will update it. I think our guys Patrick Murphy and Steve Hellwagon will chip in with what they see. Mark is certainly free to chip in his thoughts, although I don't know. There might be a little bias towards Canfield in there. We'll have to see. But I don't know. This always gets my blood pumping, so it's going to be a fun couple of days here.
Mark, here's my question. There's lots of camps they have at Ohio State. Is this the camp where they invite all coaches from different schools and there's a billion kids there? And then some are more focused on Ohio State kids. What are we getting today?
So there's four Ohio State camps like this, Tuesday and Thursday this week and Tuesday, Thursday next week. And this first camp is always the biggest, I feel like. I feel like everyone wants to get out of the gate and jump on that Ohio State offer sooner than later. But you're right. It's not just about Ohio State. And Ohio State always reminds us of that every year. Make sure you tell everyone all the other colleges that will be there. It'll be MAC coaches. It'll be Ivy League coaches. It'll be Patriot League, Division II, Division III. There'll be coaches everywhere. And they're trying to pick up the scraps from Ohio State, which makes a lot of sense. Ohio State can't take them all. The MAC can't take them all. And, you know, Garrick, I want to say they'll probably be in the range of 200 kids there. Back in the day, there were those 800 kid camps, and you know the whole place was different fields. They've backed away from that, but okay. They only had two camps back then. So now they're up to four, and they divided a little easier. Of course, we'll be at all four of them, and you know some of my guys will be at the 18th as well. So the last one is like the last chance to get your offer, but this one, the heat's always at this one. The stars are here usually. The out-of-state kids are. The priority targets are. And you're right. This is like Christmas for us in June because we've been breaking these kids down on film. And I always say this about June. Everything you thought you knew, you don't know anymore because it all changes. The kids' height, weights, their verticals, their 40 times change. Everything you think that you thought, I've seen this at two or three camps. I've looked down at the testing results. And I've had to go into my Scouting Ohio database and change the grades on players. So it's okay to be wrong this time of year in a good way.
No, these days add truth to the process, I think, especially because you get to see guys standing next to each other. All a 40 time really is relative anyway if you're going to beat the guy next to you. So that's really important. And like you said, those old camps that had the 800 guys there, I worked a few of those. To tell you the truth, they're kind of overwhelming. It was literally all four fields filled with dudes running. It was massive. So I like the fact that they do that. And of course, everyone's trying to get the invite to go inside and work out for the people. All right. DJ Porter, of course, we are pseudo chronicling his also brushed his hair. Chronicling his journey here. He will be throwing. He is the man of two offers so far, I believe. We Kent State and Bowling Green officially. And then he'll be throwing today. He got to throw for the Evil Empire, Kirk Cignetti, last week. And today gets to throw for Ryan Day and co. Mark, explain a little bit of what you guys are going to be going through, and then we'll let you get off the phone here and just be anxious for the next hour.
Yeah, they're 2028 kids, Donnie and DJ here, so they have a little time in the process, and this is like a free shot down there. Like Garrick said, they're going to go down there and try to put their names on the radar for Ohio State, which is darn near impossible. Okay, but I know Donnie's going to run a time that'll go in those coaches, you know, computer, and it'll spit out one of the top times at camp. He's been doing that all year. He's a 10-700 kid, so I can't wait to see what his 40 time is today. And, of course, DJ, he has a couple offers, so he's already on the radar. But Ohio State's a big ask. What we're really here for is some of the other coaches that will be watching these quarterbacks throw, whether it's the MAC coaches or the Ivy League coaches. And you really want to do well in front of those guys because they may offer today. They are in the early offer business of these guys. So it's nice to be on their board. And a lot of these guys are going to have to match their film this fall. And a lot of what the coaches will tell them is, okay, you just passed our camp evaluation. Now you got to pass the first three or four games of next year. And these guys will watch the game film on top priority prospects. It won't just be a couple highlight films. It'll be the real thing. So they'll probably start out with some individual. And when they're really going to make their money is in the one-on-ones. You know, they're going to go against – I wanted Garrick to maybe list some of the defensive backs that these kids will be throwing against. And to maybe make DJ happy for some of the great receivers he could be throwing to. And that's kind of a cool way to, like, go into this camp. And the last part about this, and I've been trying to tell DJ as we go to all these different places, is if you were the fifth-string quarterback and you were trying to be the fourth-string quarterback, you would still go to all these camps and get a good day's work in. And, you know, you're working on some of the coolest practice facilities and some of the coolest stadiums in the country. You're working out in front of some of the biggest names in college football. It doesn't get any better for a father and a son to go travel around this summer and do some of this stuff. So there'll be a lot going on. And as far as my nerves go, DJ's done a lot to make my nerves not so bad anymore. I kind of know who he is and know what to expect, where when I didn't know what to expect, it was brutal. You needed to give me a horse tranquilizer before some of these camps. So should be a little easier ride today.
Well, one of the things I also like about these events is guys like DJ, who maybe haven't been on the scene as long, get a chance to go in there and see they're just as good as guys they've been hearing about, and that the internet is not always true, and you can compete with anybody. And I also like what someone said, I don't know who said it earlier, these guys want to see how you compete. These guys, the coaches are good at figuring out who wants to be there. What I remember about those camps was Vrabel. And if you try, he would literally call the dudes out who were like trying to wedge themselves to the back of the line. He would call you out and say, you're trying to get in the back of the line. So they want to see guys who are there to get after it. And I'm sure that won't be an issue for you guys. I wish you guys the best of luck, Mark.
Really quick, before we let him go, we'll talk about the DBs because Mark can give his opinion on one of them because of a circumstance that just happened. But so two defensive backs that will be very interesting players that they're going against today are Langston Pridgeden, a 6'2", 175-pound corner from Maryland. Mm-hmm. He already has an Ohio State offer. He's kind of on that top 100 player fringe nationally. So he's a national guy that's going to be there, probably arguably one of the more talented defensive backs that Ohio State's going to see at any camp over the next 2 weeks. But and then another one is a little bit more locally, Geo McKnight, a Pickerington North product who's had a hell of a couple of weeks on the recruiting trail, has picked up offers from Michigan, Indiana, and as of yesterday, Ohio State. Sometimes I believe on 247 he's listed as a safety. I kind of view him as more of a corner. We'll kind of see how exactly the position priorities get shifted. But 5'11", 180 pounds, and this is a guy who just lit it up at the Under Armour camp that was in Columbus last month. Frankly, he was one of the better players at the skill positions, and I think that this is an emerging player. And, I mean, Ohio State has already seen enough from his film and what he's done over the last couple of weeks that they were ready to offer him even before the workout today. So I wish the two gentlemen in Mark's car best of luck because they're going against some very talented competition. Not that they aren't talented players in their own right, but Mark, what do you know about Geo McKnight specifically, and why do you think he became on everyone's radar lately?
Yeah, we got some video of him at the Pickerington North showcase. So going back to that, we'll bring some of that video out when I see you guys on Thursday and get a good look at him in person. That was the day before the Under Armour camp. And I could have told you that he was going to be one of the top performers there. He was at the Indiana camp when I was there a couple days ago, and I saw him standing in line, and you could tell immediately when he was just standing there with the other defensive backs, he stood out. He's almost 6 foot tall. He does have a safety body because he's got some weight to him, but you're right. The versatility is what defensive backs have to have show for Ohio State. They got to have a little safety in them, a little corner in them. So I'll be interested to see him today. Who are some of the receivers we could be throwing to? I think you just told me Cordell Ball from Oak Hills will be down there. Kid that in his showcase kind of blew up. And I heard someone tell me, and here's your nugget for the day, that Ohio State should offer him. That was from another college coach. He's like, I'm never going to be able to touch that kid. He's a Buckeye. So we'll see today if he runs a 40 time and he does that type of work in the one-on-ones where he earns his offer. So any other receivers we need to know about?
Yeah, there is a interesting player from Georgia, 2028, 6 foot, 185 pounds. His name is Zion Robinson, rated the 197th prospect overall in the 2028 class. If you go off the composite, he's even higher, 127 nationally. Has offers from Tennessee, Florida State, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, a ton of power fours. So That's really the guy that I'm kind of putting on offer watch in the wide receiver group today. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Again, sometimes these things don't happen overnight, and then other times that's pretty instantaneous depending on how the workout goes. And a lot of other factors, like what do you weigh, what do you measure in on, what was your 40 time, et cetera. But so, yeah, you will not be short on talent today when you are at Ohio State's camp. It'll be a very fun experience for all you guys, I'm sure.
Overthrow him, DJ. That's what the guy.
Yeah, I got it.
I my high school quarterback. I was the fastest guy on the team, and he overthrew me in every pregame. And I'd be like, dude, if I'm the fastest guy, what? Show off the hose, dude. Show off the hose.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to see it. Good luck to you guys, Mark. Drive carefully, and we'll get a full report from you. Best of luck to you guys. Kick some butt down there.
Thank you very much.
Next.
All right. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Those two guys in that car are actually legit. So they may not be tier one guys right now, but those are two guys you're going to hear from. The gentleman in the back seat ran a laser time 4.43. That is, if he doesn't want to play football, he can run track in college. Is it Donnie Turco? God, that's one of the best Pittsburgh names. He's not from Pittsburgh, but it's a great Donnie Turco. Great Pittsburgh accent name. All right. Is there anything else we need to know about today in terms of guys coming in? Prision is actually really interesting. He comes from Dematha Catholic. Obviously, Chase Young high, Jason Moore high. I mean, it's arguably one of the best in the D.C. area producing talent or even nationally. I love getting guys from schools like that. That's an Aquinas type, Glenville type. Guy, you're going to know if you do get him, he will be ready to rock, which is interesting. Anything else about today that you want to get out before we kind of wrap up the weekend?
I already kind of touched on him, but I think it's worth going over him again, and that's that I'm excited to watch Kellen Hall, who dominated the Under Armour camp in Columbus last month, and now he's going to try and come and dominate Ohio State's camp. This is 6'4", 265 pounds that really, I think, could be a hybrid defensive lineman either way. You could put him on the edge. You could put him on the interior, and he would excel either way. The heavy hitters in his recruitment right now are Ohio State, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Notre Dame. Tennessee's in there as well. And I think that this guy is going to be one of the must – like, we're talking about tier one, top of the board guys. Like, this is a guy I would put firmly in the tier one category if we were talking about the 2028 class. Unfortunately for the Bucknutters, and probably maybe fortunately, the 2028 tier one, tier two, tier three initial groupings won't come out until January. But you can rest easy that as of now – and I can't see anything changing between now and then. Kellen Hall will be firmly in that tier one camp. So I'm excited how he does against more to see how he does against more competition. Excited to catch up with him again, because this is a guy that Ohio State is going to circle. Like, this is a guy we need in our 2028 class.
Yeah. Tier one defensive linemen are quite valuable, man. They, DJ Jacobs, to back that up with another year. I mean, the class they're putting together now at defensive line has a chance to really be special.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already bookended it beautifully with Smith and Wyatt Smith and DJ Jacobs. So we look forward to that. All right, now let's hit the not the Wayback Machine, but let's look back at this past weekend. It was one of your better weekends of the year. You've done a good job letting everybody know how the schedule has changed and official visit weekends. Their value now. What did you make of this past weekend? Now that you've had, 24-48 to ruminate over it and talk to some people, what's your vibe coming out of the weekend?
Well, my vibe got distracted because I see we have a viewer from Spain, so that's pretty cool. Thank you,
by the way, which is very, very sweet. I think it's on the.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
If I can do my math here, my directions, east coast of Spain, good pro team there.
Yes, but
believe it or not, Ethan Happ, you guys remember Ethan Happ from Wisconsin? He played, he was Big Ten player of the year. He plays there and is engaged to a girl in my town. So there you go, Sevilla, Spain.
But yes, we appreciate all viewers, both foreign and domestic. But
yep.
So there were six official visitors. Three of them were commitments, and three are uncommitted prospects. So I'll touch more here on the guys that are uncommitted. The guy I'm going to lead off with is Jaden Carey, who is a 6 foot, 165 pound corner out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Frankly, I come out of this weekend feeling that Ohio State is the team to beat for Jaden Carey. I think that if Ohio State wants him in this class and really makes it a priority to get him in this class, he's going to be in this class eventually. There are some great vibes around him right now. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a decision fairly soon. By fairly soon, I mean probably a little bit more than a week is probably more or less the target date that could be approaching from what I understand. So we'll have to see how things go there. Ohio State's cornerback board really kind of materialized on Sunday as Bryce Woods, the cornerback from Atlanta, committed to Virginia Tech. Folks, James Franklin may not be great in fourth quarter situations in a close game against top teams, but he can do the recruiting thing very well. So yeah. He's already killing it for Virginia Tech, and I'm not surprised to see them take off far beyond what they have been on the recruiting trail the past couple seasons. But that's neither here nor there. So Bryce Woods was firmly one of four cornerbacks of late that Ohio State was really going after, the others being Montana Torbert Jr., Deontay Malone, and Jaden Carey. So I wouldn't be surprised if Ohio State's cornerback class ends up being a combination of those three, or possibly all those three. There's a good chance that that's your cornerback class, and you call it a day if everything goes well the next couple weeks. So I come away feeling very enthused about their potential with Jaden Carey, and we'll just have to see them close over the next 8 days, if that's what they or 9 days, however many he's going to take to make up his own decision, and we'll see where it goes from there. But moving on to another uncommitted prospect, Kalon Bailey. He's kind of been an interesting case because it's kind of the unstoppable force meets the immovable object. And what I mean by that is the Glenville pipeline has been such a consistent factor for Ohio State. But as we've seen, also, other schools are really coming after the bread and butter that used to be Ohio State's core recruiting class, and that's prospects that maybe not be number one or number two or even number three in the state of Ohio, but like still really damn good football players that are right on that line of cracking their way into the top five prospects in the state. And some other schools are really coming after Kalon, like West Virginia, Louisville, Colorado, even USF's involved. So he's a top of the board tier one guy for them. I think that Ohio State values him. I've had him at tier three on the last couple big boards. I'm getting close to move him into a tier two because they really like what he can do. And again, we're going to get accused of lazy comparisons here, but the Arvel Reese role, it seems like it could fit him as well. That was a lot of what they pitched him on his official visit. You saw what a former Glenville standout just did at Ohio State. We see no reason why that can't be you. It also helps that he spent a majority of his weekend with Sincere Johnson, a former high school teammate that also came from Glenville, that from what we understand is turning heads in spring practice and summer workouts and already on a big way to make a name for himself. I come out of the weekend feeling pretty good about where Ohio State is with Kalon. I don't know if I was quite feeling as good the week before. Right now, his commitment date is set for June 25th. If that holds true, I would still pick Ohio State here. We'll see how things are. I think I could be wrong on this, so don't quote me on it. But I think the Glenville annual stop to Ohio State's camp will be on June 18th. So the last one, I think that's when they're stopping in. But if that's the case, Kalon himself probably will be working out at that camp because that's what Glendale has done traditionally. Like yeah. Sincere and Jameer both worked out at the camp last year. And plenty of other guys that like Arbel Reese worked out at the camp when in his cycle. So everyone at Glendale is going to these camps. It's not just, all right, the guys that need offers are going. If you're a Glendale player, you're going to be at these camps. That's just how they've always run that program. Ton of respect for what Ted Ginn does up there. But
they often hold off on their commitments, too, from their better dudes and take them to all these camps to attract as many eyeballs as possible to the entire crew. So top to bottom, Glendale does it the right way.
Oh, for sure. So, honestly, that's kind of where things are at with Kalon. Ohio State has two linebackers committed in the 2027 class right now. They would like three, and they would very much like Kalon to be that third and final spot. They're even reserving it for him. That's how much they're showcasing that, hey, we prioritize you. We want you to be the guy that takes that last spot. Come continue the Glendale pipeline because, Dan, has the Glendale pipeline paid off for Ohio State of late? Because it sure seems like it's been working out the past couple of years. But
it's been unbelievably consistent and impressive. Pipeline has become like cliche. It's, you know, we talked about like package deal and pipeline. Those are usually cliches. Not here. This is absolutely legit.
And I guess I should say he was an uncommitted prospect, but the third prospect who was uncommitted coming into the Ohio State visit was Louisiana running back Jaden Miles, 6'2", 203-pound player. Everything I heard about him is that his visit went really well and that he gave indications that he would love to be at Ohio State. But frankly, Ohio State's not going to make a move on any running back prospect until they hear one way or the other from David Gabriel Georges, who has a July 22nd commitment date. And as we've said repeatedly, and we're going to say it at least 20 more times before that date, he's priority number 1, 2, and 3 for Ohio State in the 2027 class. Jaden obviously probably knew that, and he committed to Florida State a day after that he visited Ohio State. Not to say that if for whatever reason things don't work out between David Gabriel Georges and Ohio State, they couldn't get back in it with someone like him or get back in it with someone like a Nigel Newkirk, the running back from Georgia that committed to Alabama. But they're just in wait-and-see mode with David Gabriel Georges, and I guess we can touch on that a little bit. David just took a visit to Tennessee. There was, frankly, a lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding it. One of their landmarks on campus, they painted a message for him on it. They brought in Alvin Kamara, former Tennessee
in French.
Back. Yep. Former Tennessee running back coming in to pitch him on being a Vol per se. And then your typical, like your photo shoot stuff, your pomp and circumstance that is pretty traditional at most official visit places. But Ohio State's visit was a lot more business laden from what I understand. They sold him on, you're going to be in Ryan Day's offense. We very strongly believe that you're have the potential to win a Heisman Trophy here playing for this O-line. This is the place where you can compete for national championships. And yeah, there's a chance you can play right away. It's not guaranteed you're going to start day one, but we're bringing in you here because we believe you're the best running back within the past three recruiting classes. So, I've talked to a source in Tennessee that is, let's just say that there is a lot of buzz picking up around Tennessee and David Gabriel Georges, which I'd caution, of course there is. It would be a stark alarm bell if there wasn't, right? He just went on an official visit to Tennessee, and they are viewed as the main competition for Ohio State. So if there wasn't any buzz connecting David Gabriel Georges and the Vols, that would be an alarm bell for fans in Knoxville. But from what I understand, he's still going to take his remaining visits to Georgia and Ole Miss, which I think is a strong indication that he's going to play this process out. Maybe he moves his commitment date up from July 22nd. Maybe he leaves it as is. But David has always given me the impression that he's a guy who is very business laden, very professional approach to his recruitment, very quiet, very reserved guy, really gives a lot of thought to everything he does, how he handles his business. I think I still like where Ohio State stands. I said on the last show, 60-40, I would probably still say I'm at 60-40 Ohio State right now. I will say Tennessee is going to do everything they can to give him something to think about. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sleepless nights in Columbus going over the next couple of weeks, because obviously they have made no secret. They've built a strong following that this is the running back that they've wanted for years. And it will frankly be a massive disappointment if they don't get him. Not that they can't recover from it. If that does happen, one player usually doesn't make or break a program. But anyway, long story short, based on what I've heard and the initial reaction coming out of the Tennessee visit, I still like where Ohio State sits for Tennessee. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that the Volunteers are lurking and are going to do everything they can to get this one done on their end too, because he is also the top of the board target for them and their entire recruiting class. So we'll see what happens.
I do like the idea that Miles committed to Florida State so quickly. My hope is he heard something behind the scenes that tipped him off and made him think, no, 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 DGG's got this spot taken. I choose to think that. I have nothing to base it on except my hope that DGG is in the class. All right, Garrett, how can people follow you today? What's the best way for them to go to camp with you?
Well, the best way and the true best way is to sign up for a membership on Bucknuts and follow along with the live blog. That's where you're going to get the most comprehensive coverage. That's going to be where I post all the new offers that come in today and every day at Ohio State's camps. So if you want to be brag to your friends at the water cooler, you know everything that's happening at the Ohio State camps, Bucknuts is the place you need to be for the most comprehensive coverage. But if for whatever reason that doesn't work out for you, I will be tweeting a couple clips on my personal Twitter account. So you can follow along there as well. But yeah, most of our coverage is going to come on the site, and that's where I'll be giving my more in-depth thoughts. But if you're just looking for a couple highlights of some guys coming in, I will be posting some of those to my Twitter account. So it's a fun day. It's really, really muggy. It's really hot. We're going to find out who loves ball today. I always think that these camps are a good indicator for that, because the workouts get intense and the days get long, but they like to see who rises to the top.
It's more often than not that someone emerges from this camp too, or some one or two guys will that we didn't even know about heading into this. Just comes
Mylon
up
Graham
here.
Is a perfect example of that. Yeah. Mylon Graham had no offers, like no recruiting show anywhere was talking about Mylon Graham until he came to Ohio State's recruiting camp. And yes, he ended up transferring to Notre Dame. That's all well and good. But Mylon eventually rose to five-star status, and he really became on the recruiting scene because he had a hell of a workout at Ohio State's recruiting camp. And Brian Hartline, before anyone else in the country offered him, said, I don't know who – I mean, he knew who that guy was, but I wasn't expecting that guy to come in and play the way that he did today, but I don't care what his recruiting ranking says. I don't care what – I trust what my eyes see, and that guy can flat-out play. So
Jesse Ferguson's got it right. Heck with the clubs imparting. Let's start a campfire and watch Bucknuts live blog. If you want to have a great day at work, you need to be following Garrick in real time. That's the best way to do it. Like I said, in real time. If you want to go camping today, you can do it. You might even get a look at DJ Porter throwing the football around, or Donnie Turkey or Furkio, I can't remember, running fast times. We appreciate Garrick and all the knowledge he brings consistently. He'll be adding more today and sharing it with you. Appreciate Mark and his crew stopping by. Have a good one. Nutters up.